In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says China should be totally ashamed for posting a fake image of an Australian soldier. South Australian health officials reveal a positive coronavirus case who visited shops didn't breach quarantine. And in sport, Daniel Ricciardo criticises Formula One for insensitive coverage of a car crash. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says China should be totally ashamed for posting a false image of an Australian soldier online. The image of the Australian soldier threatening a child with a knife was released by a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry, Zhao Lijiang. It is the latest condemnation by China of alleged war crimes by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. Mr. Morrison says Australia is seeking an apology from China and removal of the photo.
It is utterly outrageous, and it cannot be justified on any basis whatsoever. The Chinese government should be totally ashamed of this post. It diminishes them in the world's eyes. It is a false image and a terrible slur on our great defence forces and the men and women who've served in that uniform for over 100 years.
A South Australian man who was a casual contact and visited several shops wasn't under a coronavirus quarantine directive. Deputy Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Emily Kirkpatrick says the man initially tested negative to COVID-19, but his second test was later positive. Dr. Kirkpatrick says further advice was not given after his test result and the man hasn't done anything wrong. She says staff are working closely with the Flinders University Sturt campus where the case attended an English language school.
Look, we are working very closely, particularly with our cold communities, in making sure that we are getting the message out there. And we've been so grateful for all the media attention that we've been able to receive as well.
A dedicated agency will oversee Victoria's new hotel quarantine program. The scheme is set to restart on December the 7th after being suspended in June when two hotels were attributed to much of the state's second COVID-19 wave. About 300 Victoria police officers and over 200 Australian Defence Force personnel will work in the hotels daily. All staff will be tested each day and work in so-called bubbles to ensure limited contact with others. Premier Daniel Andrews says no private security guards will be involved in the program.
This is all about making sure there is one office, one line of accountability, one line of direct operational control, using police, using ADF, using staff that are employed by us or exclusively contracted by us. For instance, there will be no private security whatsoever. That makes it a very different model to, for instance, what's being run in Sydney. But we believe it is the best system for us to put in place. There will be no secondary employment.
Qantas will cut and outsource about 2,000 jobs after rejecting a bid from a union representing ground staff. The affected jobs are at 10 airports around the country and include ground crew, aircraft cleaners and baggage handlers. The plan was raised in August when the national carrier said it needed to restructure to meet the economic challenges of COVID-19. Qantas says the bid on behalf of the Transport Workers Union did not meet the necessary objectives. A Royal Commission report has found the federal government failed to protect those with disabilities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability, COVID-19 report, found that failure to consult with people living with disability led to feelings of anxiety, stress and fear. It found no federal government agency, including the Health Department, made any significant effort to consult with people with a disability or representative organisations. That was until an advisory committee for the COVID-19 response for people with disability was established on April the 2nd. A new report has found growing support for a constitutionally enshrined representative Indigenous body. The Reconciliation Barometer 2020 tracks attitudes on reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians over a two-year period. The latest report also found that racism experienced by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people has steadily worsened over the past 6 years. Reconciliation Australia Chief Executive Karen Mundine says the pandemic has created extra stress and tensions in communities.
95% who still believe that relationships are important to reconciliation. And that's really important because relationships are at the heart of these ideas. But alarmingly, what we are seeing is a spike in the experience of racism for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander particularly, so nearly a 10% jump. You know, it's a bit of a mixed bag, but overall, we're really positive about where we're heading and tracking.
Turning to motorsports, Daniel Ricciardo has criticised what he calls Hollywood coverage of Romain Grosjean's crash yesterday. 34-year-old Grosjean is recovering after his car speared through metal barriers, split in two and burst into flames during the race. The Australian says he is disgusted by Formula One after it showed endless replays while drivers were waiting for the race to start.
But I'm disgusted and disappointed with Formula One for showing or choosing the way to show it as they did and broadcast replays after replays after replays of the fire, his car split in half. His family has to keep watching that. All our families have to keep watching that.
And now for tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 24. Adelaide, showers easing, windy, 21. Melbourne, rain becoming windy, 27. Hobart, a shower or two, becoming windy, 25. Canberra, mostly sunny, 35 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 27. Sydney, much the same, 29. Newcastle, sunny and 34. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 32. Cairns, much the same, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two, possible storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.